Okay. And so faith, sometimes it takes, you got to take time and to spend time with God to develop your faith. Good example, easy example is what's the difference between a sandwich and just cooking a meal? I mean, sandwich quick. And we all, you know, people so regularly want to believe God for stuff, and they want it in miracle fashion right now, you know, just pile, instead of putting in the time to grow it and develop it and using your faith. So you spend time, yeah, so all of that just comes from spending time with God. One good way to spend time with God is when a seed hits the ground, and this is spirit hits the soil or spiritual hits the soil, has to have a growing time. What makes it grow? Water, you know, seed in a natural seed, it takes watering, it takes sunshine. So in natural, we got water and sunshine, but in the spirit realm, that's where your praising and thanks come from. You spend time, and praising, thanking, spending time with God, you spend time thanking and praising God, that's putting water and sunshine on your seed, which produces whatever your harvest is supposed to be. And your harvest is determined by what you, Lord, the word says, ask and you shall, and so on and so forth. So we always talk about all these principles, but and here lately I've been hearing a lot of ministering on practicality, actuality. What do you actually physically do? And it's very, very simple. You spend time with God. There are several ways to spend time with God. You pray in the spirit. You get quiet and you get to yourself and you pray. And you pray in your understanding and you pray in the spirit. Another way to spend time with God, you take time out and you praise God. While you're doing stuff, while you're going about your day, you can spend time with God doing the same thing, praying, praising. What's another way to spend time with God? Reading his word, listening to his word, saying his word, confessions, repeating the words that he said. So do you, let's get to my next question here. Y'all, hang on a second. These notes are horrible. Okay, yeah, so that's where I am where I want to be. All right, so all of this stuff leads to spending time with God. So that's my next question. Do you spend time with God? Do you move yourself out of the way? Forget about what makes you comfortable. Forget about what floats your boat. And move yourself out of the way and break it down. God, right now, it's me and you. And I mean, like I say, you can do that reading your word. If you read out loud, you're reading the word and you're building your faith because you're hearing it. But you're reading the word, praying. And I mean, just praying and not always, Lord, I thank you for my $1 million and for my debts to be free. I mean, but time with him. Let him lead you in prayer. That's what praying in the spirit is all about. That's one thing it's all about. It's you can't mess up. I call it the lazy man's prayer. You ain't got to think about it. You ain't got to figure out what to do. You can just pray. And you guarantee to be praying a perfect prayer. So spend time with God. So do you spend time with God? And have y'all noticed something? And this I saw this not long ago, just learning about using my faith and stuff. When you trust God and you believe God, when you faith with God, have faith in God, do you spend time with God? All of that stuff leads it's a one big circle, all leads back to spending time with God. How do you use your faith to produce a result? By spending time with him. Your faith is activated by confessions and is activated by action. Confessions, what is that? That's part of spending time with God. Let's see. How do you get wisdom from God? You spending time with him. How do you stand? When things are looking bad and you don't and you got a situation that you gotta overcome and God has made you an overcomer and you believe in and you stand, and how do you stand? It's endless repetition. I thank you, Father. I thank you that your word says. That's standing. I thank you that your word says, and whatever scripture that you basing your confession on and basing your prayer on, your believing on, repetition over and over. That's how you stand. What is standing? That's spending time with God. How do you give? After you give, I had a point about giving. I'm just slipping my mind. Anyway, after you give, let me see where I'm at. Okay, how do you be a spirit, prayer, and spirit? I'm getting to the end, y'all. I'm getting to the end. I done rushed up too much, and now I'm running past where I'm at. Okay, so let's make this point. Why does God want to spend, everything circles back around to spending time with God. Why does he want you to spend so much time with him? Because he wants you. I made a point a while ago. You notice that everything circles back around to spending time. That's why he made the whole working of your faith, the whole living by the word of God. He designed it like that so that you got to spend time with him. He wants you. He wants you. So if you do the spend your time with him, the word says it, seek me first and all this other stuff will come along with it. And then if you study the word and you study, okay, how do I increase this? How do I make this better? It says, do this, do that. And if you really look at it, all of these things that the word tells you to do to make all these other situations better, it all is a sum total of spending time with God. So if you don't get nothing else from me tonight, and I'm wrapping it up now because I done made a mess of what I had wrote down. If you don't get nothing else from me tonight, do you believe? Do you trust God? Do you have faith? Do you use your faith? Do you spend time with God? Spend time with him. Don't quit. Don't. I can't stress how much I mean when I say don't quit. I've been there, people. I've been there. I take off running hard. Lord, I'm coming after you. And then, kaloop, quit. Lord, I'm coming. And then, bloop, quit. Start leaning to my own self. People, do not quit. Spend time with him. Spend time as much time as you can. You should get to the point, and I've done it plenty of times, and it actually was encouraging to me. I've fallen asleep praying. And while I was asleep, I was dreaming I was praying. And when I woke up, my mouth started moving, praying. Y'all, that's a booster. Ooh, me and the Lord, we kind of friends now, you know. Get to where praying in the spirit is like breathing. And I used to think, man, I used to hear about Kenneth Hagin, how he used to pray for hours and hours. And I'm like, man, how does he do that? That just seems so hard. And the word says praying always. Man, how do you do that so hard? But then I finally heard the simplest thing, the way to do it. You ain't got to pray 2-3 minutes. Pray until 2 or 3 minutes. And then don't go 2 or 3 minutes without praying. Pray 2 or 3 minutes, pray 5 minutes, pray 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes later, you praying again. If you do that, people, not only will you get your physical man in line in doing that, but the benefits from the spirit man. Oh, how your spirit man will benefit. Oh, huge, 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 huge benefits. Your spirit man will be able, strengthened and capable of pulling from the spirit all the things God has put you on this earth for, all the blessings, all of the guidance, all because you're here to show somebody. You ain't just here just to make your life and your family life better. You are here to show somebody the love of God. And you're not going to get to that point of showing people the love of God until you tackle the little things, like money and your own happiness and your own getting over yourself. You got to tackle that stuff. That's the little stuff. So in order to get to the big harvest, he got to know that he can trust you with the little harvest. Let me get out of here. I hope y'all got some. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I enjoy this because it really makes me trust God to have to get up here.